This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Glad you dropped by. Welcome to Plainly a Music Rabbit Hole, a half-hour program of musical connections for you to work out. Hello everybody, good to have your company. As usual, there is plenty to pack in, especially as at the end of the show I have a special recommendation for you and some news about the future of this programme. First though, let's crack on with the quiz. All the tracks featured are associated with a particular city, either being performed by and or written by musicians who were born and brought up in the featured city. And it's the city I want you to try to identify. I will be giving some non-musical clues along the way. For example, historically this city, being a port, was one of the world's largest shipbuilding and repair centres. These days it has a more diverse economy, which includes science, finance, retail, education, tourism and the nightlife. Though the latter, I think, has always been pretty popular, which may account for why so many well-known musicians hail from this vibrant city. Our first track is from an indie band called Lanterns of the Lake, formed in 2007 and still active. Indeed, this track was released just a few weeks ago. It's called The Likes of Us.
Lately I've been on the cusp of it, seeing signs in the intricate, and all those cynics and nihilists couldn't stop me from feeling this. Just do what you have to do. Me, oh, don't worry, no, I'll be fine. Take all you're needing to. I've said
know that
The full name of the featured city has three words to it, which is just as well, really, to differentiate itself from all the other towns and cities around the world that have the same first name. There are 13 in the USA, 2 in Canada, 6 in the Republic of Ireland, 5 in the United Kingdom, 1 in South Africa, another in Australia, and even one here in New Zealand. To be precise, it's in Otago. The next track is called Crocodile Shoes and was written for the 1990s TV drama of the same name. The series was created, written and starred Jimmy Nail. The story was about a factory worker who aspired to be a country and western singer, and the soundtrack was sung by Jimmy Nail. Here is the title song, Crocodile Shoes.
Thank you.
River Tyne separates our featured city from the large town of Gateshead. But the two urban centres are linked by no less than seven bridges. My particular favourites are the High Level Bridge, completed in 1849. It was designed by Robert Stephenson, the son of George Stephenson, known as the father of railways. It has a railway line, a road, and a pedestrian crossing. Then there's the Swing Bridge, which opened in 1876. It lies close to the river, so the bridge is pivoted in the middle and hydraulically swings 45 degrees to allow the passage of boats. And then there's the iconic Tyne Bridge. The design of this bridge was undertaken by the same firm that designed the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and the two have much in common, although the Sydney Harbour Bridge is much taller and wider. Well, let's move on to our next track. This was written by Mark Knopfler, formerly of Dire Straits. It's called Going Home, and was used in the movie Local Hero. Instead of listening to the original, however, I've chosen instead to play Hank Marvin's, of the Shadows fame, version, as both musicians hail from our featured city. Residents of our featured city are known as Geordies, and they have a distinctive dialect. To get a flavour of how this sounds, the next track I've chosen is a live recording, where the accent is more pronounced than in the 1971 studio recording. Here is Fog on the Tyne from the folk rock band Lindisfarne.
Sitting in a sleazy snack bar, sucking sickly sausage rolls. Slipping down slowly, slipping down sideways. I think I'll sign off the dole.
'Cause the fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine.
Could a copper catch a crook, a copper maker? Could a copper comprehend that a crooked coffee maker's just an undertaker who undertakes to be our friend?
And the fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine.
Tell her to tomorrow that they'll take its time to tell you what tonight might bring. Presently we'll have a pint or two together. Everybody do their thing. Wing ding. We can swing together, we can have a wee wee, we can have a wet on the wall. Someone said the whisper that a simple sister slapped them down and stuck it on a small.
And the fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine. And the fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine. And the fog on the Tyne, it's mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine.
Woo! How are you doing with the quiz? Have you got the city yet? I expect you realise that it's on the east coast of England, way up north, only about 100 kilometres from the Scottish border. One of the suburbs of the city is called Wall's End, as it marks the eastern end of the Roman-built Hadrian's Wall. Our last track was written by Sting, who grew up very close to Wall's End, and his childhood home was on a street where he could see ships being built. The song is called An Englishman in New York, but I'm not going to play you Sting's version, but instead a band called The Big Push, with a fabulous musician called Wren on lead guitar and vocals. I've chosen this as a segue to the recommendation coming up after the end of the quiz.
Coffee, I'll take tea, my tail.
Tea, my tail.
I'd like my toes done up one side.
On one side.
You could dip it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. See me walking down Fifth Avenue.
Avenue.
Walking K by my side.
'Cause man,
someone say
he's a hero of the day.
Hero of the day.
Taste of man, suffer ignorance and smile. Be yourself, no matter what they say.
Takes more than courage to make a man.
Make a man.
Takes more than a license to a gun.
License to a gun.
Befriend your enemies, confront them when you can. A gentleman must walk but never run.
Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm the legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York. Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm the legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York.
The end of the quiz, so here is the answer. The city in question is called Newcastle upon Tyne. A long time ago I used to live there and my partner was a Geordie, so I really should know better and pronounce it the way the locals would. Newcastle upon Tyne. Or something close to that anyway. And so to my recommendation. It's from the highly talented musician we've just heard, Wren. Spelt R-E-N. And the track in question is called Hi Wren. So why didn't I just play the track? Well, there are several reasons. It's long, just over 9 minutes. There is some swearing, which I'd have to bleep, and I didn't want to mess with the song. Also, I simply couldn't think of a way of including it into a quiz. But most importantly, it's not just a piece of music. To really appreciate just how brilliant this is, you have to watch the accompanying video. It's easy to find on YouTube. Search Wren and Hi Wren. To say it's popular at the moment is an understatement. Up until now, Wren has not been particularly well known, but this video has had an astonishing almost 8 million views in 3 months on YouTube. Every aspect of the song and the video are exceptionally well done. The guitar playing, the singing, the lyrics, Wren's characterisation, the visuals, they're all quite superb. On top of that, it's a live recording, which makes it even more incredible. There's only one aspect that's maybe difficult for some people. The subject matter concerns mental health, and although overall it has a positive message, there are challenging, raw elements. So I'll leave it to you to decide if you want to follow this recommendation. Finally, this leads me on to the future of this show. I've been thinking for a while, and it was particularly brought into focus with the Wren song, about changing the format. There are times I'd like to play songs which don't really fit very well into a quiz, so in future I'm going to mix it up a bit. The quizzes won't necessarily end, but some months I'm going to play some unrelated pieces of music. I hope you don't mind the change. If you do have something you'd like to say about this, you can contact me by Plains FM. But I do hope that you'll be back on the third Saturday of next month for another, possibly slightly altered, edition of Plainly a Music Rabbit Hole. My name is Jane Pierce. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.